Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, investigations are continuing into a serious weekend assault in Ballybuffet. Gardaí, meanwhile, are appealing for information in relation to the theft of a van in Kerrykeel, which was later found crashed and burnt out. Letterkenny is now officially the largest town in Ireland without a real restoration plan. And investigations are continuing in Derry after the attempted theft of a van by four masked men. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news though, Fianna Fáil TDs are expected to vote for independent TD Verona Murphy for Cán Chorla tomorrow. This is despite the outgoing Cán Chorla, Fianna Fáil Sean O'Farrell, putting himself forward for the position. Jessica Woodlock reports from Leinster House.
Fianna Fáil met this afternoon to discuss how they will go about tomorrow's vote for Cán Chorla of the next stall. A spokesperson for the party says members endorse the proposal by party leader Micheál Martin to vote for independent TD Verona Murphy. This has caused some friction amongst the party's outgoing Cán Chorla, and Fianna Fáil member Sean O'Farrell has also put himself forward for the position. It's understood the Fianna Fáil's backing of Verona Murphy marks an effort to sweeten relations with independent regional TDs. Meanwhile, Fine Gael will hold a parliamentary meeting later on this evening and are also expected to consider Verona Murphy as their preferred candidate.
Donegal-based company Garton Technologies has been acquired by Total Mobile. Garton Technologies, which specialise in time management solutions for the emergency services, has been operating in Letterkenny since 2001. Malachy Eastwood, CEO of Garton Technologies, says the acquisition by Belfast-based Total Mobile is exciting for the company. He says the move will facilitate the further expansion of Garton Technologies.
It makes sense on so many levels, really. I mean, Total Mobile, they're headquartered in Belfast and they're one of the highest performing companies in Ireland. In fact, they've been on the Deloitte Fast 50 for the last 4 years. And it's a great opportunity for everyone at Garton. We have access to the resources that we need to invest in our technology and to grow our presence in the fire service and to break into wider sectors. And it means our staff have access to new career opportunities at Total Mobile. It's a huge plus for them as well. And both companies, we share a commitment to, you know, to innovation and to supporting the communities that we serve. In fact, if anyone wants to join this journey, but wants to share the journey with us, we are hiring. We'd welcome those applications. But it's a very, very exciting time for the company, for the staff, and indeed for our customers. As we spread, as Total Mobile spread their reach into fire and into other wider sectors, there'll be opportunities. I mean, we've been operating here in Donegal since 2001, and that will continue. It will be the hub of what will now be the fire department, as it were, for Total Mobile. So there's plenty of opportunities.
And while it's significant for yourselves, it reinforces again that Donegal is a great place to do business.
It's a fantastic place to do business, and it was one of the things that appealed to Total Mobile. They're headquartered in Belfast, as I mentioned. They have offices in England and down in Australia. And but Donegal, they recognised immediately that it was a perfect place, and our office will remain here. All our staff will remain here. We have access at the colleges, as you know, both here in Letterkenny and in Derry and in Sligo. So it is a fantastic place to do business.
Investigations are continuing into a serious weekend assault in Ballybuffet. At around 3:40 a.m. on Saturday, a man was set upon by another man at a takeaway in the town. He was hospitalised for treatment to his injuries. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information, including dashcam footage, to come forward. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information in relation to the theft of a van in Kerrykeel, which was later found crashed and burnt out. The vehicle was travelling from Fianna to Kerrykeel on Wednesday last when it collided with a stone wall. The fire service extinguished the blaze, but significant damage was caused to the van. Garda Claire Rafferty has more information.
This happened last Wednesday evening, so Gardaí attended the scene of this collision at Ballycanard Ross Nakilg Fianna, and we were alerted to the fact that a vehicle was on fire there at approximately 7:35 p.m. So the fire services were at the scene and had extinguished the fire prior to our arrival. Now, there was extensive damage caused to the vehicle. So it was a black Citroen Berlingo with a partial registration number of 131DL25. So nobody was in the van when the guards arrived and the surrounding area was checked, but there was nobody located. The van had hit a stone bridge and it's believed to have been travelling from Fannad towards Kerrykeel at the time of the collision. So it was then established that the van had actually been stolen from Ballymagown Upper Kerrykeel that day, December the 11th, sometime after 5 p.m. And up until the time of the collision. So we appeal to anyone who may have any information in relation to the theft of this van or the collision involving this van to make contact with us in Milford on 074 915 3060. If anyone observed it being driven between 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m, we ask you to make contact with us. And if any road users travelled in the Ballycanard between 7 p.m. and 7:35 with a dash cam, we ask them to get in touch with us also.
President Michael D. Higgins has said it's deep slander to describe Irish people as anti-Semitic. He said it's in the Irish psyche to know about disposition and occupation. It was in response to Israeli officials claiming of anti-Semitic policies from Ireland contributing to its decision to close its embassy. Michael D. Higgins made the comments at a credential ceremony earlier at Ara Sanuk Tirán for the Palestinian ambassador. A High Court judge has ordered a public inquiry must be set up into the murder of GAA official Sean Brown. The 61-year-old was abducted by loyalists in 1997 as he locked the gates at Balahi Wolftones Club in Derry. He was then shot dead near Randallstown. Letterkenny is officially now the largest town in Ireland without a rail restoration plan. It comes with the news that plans are in place to restore rail to Navan and Swords by 2035. Into the West, a rail campaign group for Derry, Donegal, Tyrone and Fermanagh is calling for Letterkenny to be prioritised moving forward. The group's chair, Steve Bradley, says there are a multitude of reasons why connecting Donegal to the Irish rail network is a necessity.
Letterkenny has the levels of congestion you would expect to find in a town that was two or three times larger than it. Letterkenny has worse congestion than Derry City. I can guarantee you that as a Derry man who regularly visits Letterkenny. And that's because there's so little alternative options for people to get in, around and through Donegal than to do so by private vehicle. The buses are not very good and there's no rail. On top of that, we know that Derry, Letterkenny and Strabane are combined in what's called the Northwest City Region and they're working very closely economically. We know that Alton na Gealban Hospital in Derry is the nominated cancer centre for County Donegal. And we know that ATU University in Letterkenny and Ulster University in Derry are both fast-growing institutions that are bringing lots of people to this region. And in particular, the Dublin government is funding some places for students from the Republic to study in McGee to do nursing and medicine. So there's lots of reasons why we have this great interconnectivity between Letterkenny and Derry. And it is the place on the entire border where most people cross every single day. Well over a third of all cross-border journeys on the island happen between Donegal and Derry every single day. And that's why it's so important that people are given an option to make those journeys in a way other than just by car, because otherwise we just are not going to tackle the congestion problems and the connectivity problems that Letterkenny and Donegal faces.
A man arrested and released without charge in connection to the disappearance and presumed murder of Kyron Dernan has died. He was questioned by Gardaí last week and was the second arrest made in the investigation. The boy, who would now be 8 years old, was reported missing in August. However, Gardaí believe he died in 2022. Conor Gallagher from the Irish Times has been following the case.
Is a setback for the investigation in the sense that the man remained a suspect for the offence, despite charges not being brought against him at the time of his arrest. And indeed, there's nothing unusual about that people are brought in for questioning and released without charge.
Donegal County Council has been told that proposed developments are being denied in North Inishowen because no water supply is available, while at the same time a substantial amount of water is being pumped out of the peninsula every day. Councillor Marsh McDermott says the Eddie Fullerton Pollen Dam was developed to supply water to Inishowen and just a few kilometres of pipe would connect it to the current Dunnes scheme. He says questions need to be asked about why that's not happening.
We have a situation, particularly in the Cairndonna, Ballyliffin, Clamanagh area, where we are being told by Irish Water that the capacity is not there for new developments. Yet and all, every day, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of water leaving the Eddie Fullerton Holland Dam and going to other parts of this county. It's just not acceptable that Inishowen is letting water go to other parts of the county without looking after Inishowen first. I don't think it's very unfair to look for Inishowen to be looked after first. And that's not happening, Donal. And at the minute, it's going to have a massive knock-on effect for housing, particularly in North Inishowen.
Do you believe that the presence of the Eddie Fullerton Dam is effectively giving other areas almost a pass? We don't need to develop a new reservoir elsewhere because we can use water from the Fullerton Pond Dam.
It's an absolute easy get-out-of-jail card for Irish Water that don't have to do any investment in these other parts of the county when they're getting thousands and thousands of litres every day from the Eddie Fullerton Pond Dam. Which is totally unacceptable. And the big issue, Donald, for me is we have developers that are sitting ready to develop, particularly sites in Carndonagh and sites in other parts of North Inishowen that can't proceed because of this. So I think Irish Water has to, you know, really step up to the mark here and make a decision here to bring the water down to Carndonagh. It's 2 kilometres of pipe that would extend the water from Ellis down to Carndonagh, which would alleviate the problem both in Carndonagh, Clamanny, Ballyliffin and the wider circle. And that needs to be done urgently.
Investigations are continuing in Derry after the attempted theft of a van by 4 masked men. The driver of the van was travelling in the Heather Road area on Monday night when a car drove out in front of him, blocking his path. Tom Douglas has more.
At around 11:50am on Monday, a man was driving the van in the Heather Road area when a blue Volkswagen Golf suddenly pulled out in front of him. 4 masked men then approached the van and blocked the path of the vehicle. The suspects went to the front driver's side door and the back doors of the van, attempting to open them. As the men attempted to gain access to the van, a black BMW car was also seen circulating in the area. The suspects eventually fled the scene in the Golf after failing to gain access to the vehicle. Police say they're keen to speak to anyone who observed any suspicious activity or the Golf or BMW in the area.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the fixtures for the 2025 League of Ireland season have been revealed, with defending Premier Division champions Shelburne welcoming Derry City to Tolka Park on the opening day, Friday the 14th of February. That's the two sides meet again after last year's final day title decider. Derry's first home game of the season will be against Bohemians, while the first North West derby of the year against Sligo Rovers will be on Saturday the 15th of March at the Showgrounds. With the men's season beginning on Valentine's Day, newly promoted Cork City will host Galway United in Turner's Cross after their SSE Airtricity men's first division winning campaign in 2024. And Kieran Kilduff will meet his old club in his first fixture in charge of Dundalk. They welcome Athlone Town to Oriel Park to begin life in the SSE Airtricity men's first division. Finn Harps, they start their campaign in the second tier away to Kerry before a first home game of the season on Friday the 21st of February against Dundalk. You can view the fixtures for the First Division and Premier Division on the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Meanwhile, Andy Mitchell has been appointed as new first team coach at Derry City. Mitchell was part of Tiernan Lynch's backroom team at Larne, having previously played under Lynch with the Irish League side. There's two games tonight in the Irish League. Dungannon Swifts flying high in second spot. They play host to league leaders Linfield at Stangmore Park, while Glenavon, they play Crusaders. Both those games start at 7:45. Also at 7:45, there's a League Cup quarter final on tonight. Ballymena United, they play Glentoran. In other news cross channel, Chelsea forward Mikhailo Mudryk says he is in complete shock after failing a drugs test. He's been provisionally suspended by the Football Association while it has been investigated further. FIFA rules say anti-doping violations can carry bans of up to 4 years. Meanwhile, the organisation behind the failed European Super League has submitted a proposal to UEFA and FIFA with modified plans for a new competition. A22 Sports says the unified league, which will see 96 teams competing across 4 tiers with qualification based on merit rather than automatic inclusion. Last December, the European Court of Justice ruled that UEFA had acted unlawfully in blocking the original Super League proposal back in 2021. In rugby, centre Bundy Aki will be at Connacht until at least the summer of 2026 after extending with IRFU for another year. The Auckland native has made 142 appearances with the Western Province and has 60 international caps. And James Ryan has also signed a new central contract with the IRFU. In his 7 seasons at senior level, Ryan has won 67 Irish caps while making 89 Leinster appearances. The Lock has signed a 3-year contract extension to remain with the Blues until at least 2028. Sticking with Leinster, Jordan Larimer and Thomas Clarkson are both doubts ahead of their URC Interpro at home to Connacht on Saturday. The pair picked up knocks in their Champions Cup win over Claremont and will be assessed later in the week. In snooker, Ken Doherty has qualified for the main draw of next month's German Masters. The former world champion booked a spot in Berlin by winning an all-Irish qualifier against Jordan Brown by 5-4. Hoping to join Doherty is Cork's Aaron Hull. He's currently 2-2 all against England's Stan Moody. In darts, 2-time champion Peter Wright gets his World Darts Championship campaign underway this evening. The Scotsman plays Wesley Placer of the Netherlands for a place in the third round at Alexandra Palace. Luke Woodhouse stunned 24th seed Mike De Decker this afternoon, winning by 3-1. James Hurrell, Kevin Dutz and Ryan Joyce are also through after wins earlier on today. And finally, for this evening in golf, Katrina Matthew will captain Great Britain and Ireland's golfers again for the 2026 Curtis Cup. She led the side to a thrilling 1-point victory over the United States at Sunningdale in September. The next edition of the biennial competition will be held at the Bel Air Country Club in Los Angeles. That's your sport this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. I'm returning to some news. Nursing unions say the resolution of the ongoing hospital overcrowding crisis must be a priority in government formation talks. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says dangerous levels of overcrowding are not just confined to a couple of sites. 629 patients are on trolleys in hospitals around the country today, 16 of them at Letterkenny University Hospital. Colin Porter of the INMO says nurses want to be assured that improving their working conditions will be a top priority for the next government.
This issue is something that we've actually balloted our members for industrial action recently on, is around the provision of safe staffing across all health settings. But I mean, the recent changes to recruitment practices have really exacerbated the problem. And we know that patient safety is directly linked to safe staffing levels.
A man has been arrested in Derry following a burglary in the River Court area of John Street. Sometime overnight on Monday, entry was gained to a flat in the area and a number of items, including 2 watches, bottles of aftershave and a sum of cash stolen. The 30-year-old man remains in custody at this time. Police are appealing to anyone with information, dashcam or CCTV footage to contact them. The number of properties granted planning permission in Donegal is up over 4%. 140 houses in the county were given the green light in the third quarter of this year. Nationally, the figure is down 10%. The Irish Blood Transfusion Service has issued an urgent appeal for donors in the run-up to Christmas. It says it usually has 7 days of stock, however now it's averaging between 3 and 5. 10,000 donations are needed before the end of the year to support the health service. Paul McKinney from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service says there will be extra clinics in the coming weeks.
Because of the way the holidays fall this year, we are actually using 45 normally scheduled clinics. So we have and are putting on extra clinics on Sundays 22nd, the 29th and the 5th of January. And we have additional clinics out on Friday the 27th of December and the 3rd of January. All the details of those additional clinics are on our website, giveblood.ie.
Holyhead Port in Wales won't reopen until at least January the 15th. Stena Line says it's working to provide alternative travel arrangements for customers during the festive period. Sailings from other ports in England and Wales are being offered for passengers and freight. Additional sailings are also being provided between Belfast and Scotland this weekend. And the first ever cohort of paramedic science students in Northern Ireland have graduated today from Ulster University in Derry. They are the first 40 students to complete the 3-year paramedic course, which was launched in September 2021. Previously, those who wanted to enter the paramedic profession had to travel outside of Northern Ireland to train before support was forthcoming from the Department of Health. With an eye windy today with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Donegal-based company Garton Technologies has been acquired by Total Mobile. Garton Technologies, which specialise in time management solutions for the emergency services, has been operating in Letterkenny since 2001. Investigations are continuing into a serious weekend assault in Ballybuffet. At around 3:40 a.m. on Saturday, a man was set upon by another man at a takeaway in the town. Meanwhile, Gardaí are also appealing for information in relation to the theft of a van in Kerrykeel, which was later found crashed and burnt out. The vehicle was travelling from Fanna to Kerrykeel on Wednesday last when it collided with a stone wall. And Letterkenny is officially the largest town in Ireland without a rail restoration plan. It comes with the news that plans are in place to restore rail to Navan and Swords by 2035. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, December the 17th. The death has occurred of Denny McLaughlin, Whitehara, Shandrum, Dumfries, Clamanny, County Donegal, reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning, leaving at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Tessie McLaughlin, née McDade, Ludden, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cock Hill Cemetery. Wake is strictly private to family and close friends only at the request of the deceased. No flowers or mass cards, all donations to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Kathleen McEnany, née McCullough, 114 Lower Main Street, Strabane, and formerly of Glenroan, Plumbridge, reposing at her home tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time plays from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Patrick Pierce Kelly, 17 St Bridget's Crescent, Drumkeen. Pierce is reposing at his late residence, 17 St Bridget's Crescent, Drumkeen. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Pater Quinn, Baymore, Fintown. Pater's remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass in St Columbkill's Church, Fintown at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock with family time from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the National Kidney Support Centre, Beaumont Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of John Grant, butcher, Ballymagam, Buncrana. John's remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock each day. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Carol Mahaffey, formerly of Dunamana. Funeral leaving Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, tomorrow afternoon at 12:15 for service of Thanksgiving in Dunamana Presbyterian Church at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the Mount Castle Cemetery. The death has occurred of Henry Bradley, Glenealy, Crossroads, Killygordon, reposing at the family home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from the family home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. House private tomorrow and before the funeral on Thursday morning. And the death has occurred of Thomas Walker, Gijor Road, Dunloe, reposing at his home, Gidor Road. Eyes private after rosary at 8 o'clock tonight. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with burial afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. Eyes private on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Down Syndrome. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.